Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. The Transylvania County Sheriff's Department has obtained a bus to transport inmates to work sites. Sheriff David Mahoney says work crews of inmates at the county jail save the county thousands of dollars. In addition to roadside cleanup, the inmates from the county jail have also repainted county buildings and recently removed snow and ice around county facilities. In return for their work, inmates get hours off their sentences. The Transylvania County Board of Education has postponed their regular meeting. It was to be held last night. It is now rescheduled for Thursday evening. That meeting will be in the Morris Education Building. A closed session starts at 6 with the regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. The North Carolina Department of Transportation is using the closure of I-40 as a chance to make some improvements in the Haywood County section past Exit 20. That's according to WRGC and Silva. NCDOT maintenance engineer Ben Williams says that cutting trees, cleaning the catch basins, and making repairs to bridges are among the projects. Those things would have had to been done anyway. The road closing is making things easier for the work crews. Williams says they're also paving the three tunnels, which are nearly impossible to pave under normal traffic. NCDOT hopes to have all of those projects done when the landslide is cleared. That stretch of I-40 has been closed since a massive rock slide back in October. It's due to reopen near the end of March, barring any further complications. A couple from Black Mountain is on site in Vancouver during the Winter Olympics. Andrew and Jennifer Marsh run Event Mercenaries Incorporated. That's an event management consulting firm. They've helped in many regional events like the Lake Eden Arts Festival, and Andrew worked at the Salt Lake City Olympics. Now the couple are working with media coverage in Canada. Andrew is the broadcast venue manager for the Mountain Broadcast Center in Whistler. He oversees a staff of about 70. All the international press, including NBC, Canada TV, and BBC, that are covering events at the Olympics, are working out of that center to do their radio and TV newscast. For WSQL, I'm Wanda Liu.